Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu. Perhaps you'll get in the CNC machining program. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Dave Lepper's here from, who's always here.
It seems like.
Supporting the Kirtland Foundation, and you brought a guest with us today.
Yes, we're really happy to bring Kyle Sisko. He's one of our CNC instructors, and Kyle worked on, he was kind of doing my job. He raised $10,000 to support the machinist program.
I don't know how much support it's going to need when you take a look at the median salary for someone who graduates from your program.
Well, it really wasn't hard to raise the money. There's money out there. There's a huge need for people in CNC machining right now, and it took, you know, honestly, very little work on my part to get this $10,000 to give out.
I believe it. I'm sure all the machine shops our radius here are begging for machinists.
I hear it every single day. I have shops that call me, they email me, they text me, Kyle, you got somebody, we need people.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we were talking about in the welding program last week, Dave. A lot of your students don't even get the opportunity to get a two-year degree. They're finishing one or two terms and then going on to work and kind of training as they work.
Absolutely. A lot of my students are, just like you said, they're coming right from the workforce and they're trying to advance themselves. Their employers need them to have these skills, and everybody needs that right now.
Are you doing apprenticeship programs?
Currently, we don't. We have an apprenticeship program through Kirtland, and it's a real good, strong program.
Good. So, Kyle, just give a quick rundown of how the program, the CNC program at Kirtland runs.
So we start students out. Expect them to not know anything about CNC.
I could imagine that.
You know, a lot of people come in, they look at the equipment, it might look intimidating at first, but after they start, they'll learn the basics, how to run manual machines, machine cutting theory, tooling. We go right into basic CNC setup, operation. For those operators out there, they stay in the program, we go through setup and light programming, where they're making programs on their own.
Right.
They're making adjustments on the machines. They're, you know, doing all that. Then they get to the advanced stuff where they're writing complex programs. They're building fixtures. They're doing the same exact type of situation that they would if they were in the workforce.
How long are you talking about for people to going from absolutely no knowledge of a CNC business to the doing their own design work?
This would be a one-year program.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, we talk, you've got a job growth outlook 1%, number one on the board.
Yep.
Yep. And median salary right now in a CNC machinery is $44,100. That's pretty good salary.
And honestly, with that salary, you know, that would be working 40 hours a week. And if you talk to anybody in manufacturing right now, they're going to tell you that we're working 50, 55, 60 mm-hmm. hours a week. So
hours as you want.
Absolutely. That would be a base salary is what I would say.
All right. So very quickly, Dave, why don't you give the outline for the Gene Haas Scholarship?
Yes. Right now we have five $1,000 scholarships to award by the end of August.
Okay.
If you're going into the CNC machinist program, and you just need to go to kirtland.edu/foundation-scholarships.
Apply. And it's available for this term.
Exactly.
Very cool.
That's why we really want the word to get out there that if it's money that's holding you back from going into this program, well, we got the money.
Yep.
So you just need to apply and talk to the folks at Kirtland about getting into the program. So five $1,000 scholarships this year and then five $1,000 scholarships next year.
That's fantastic, Kyle. Good job. All right. So go to kirtland.edu/foundation/scholarships to apply and look for the CNC program. Thanks, Dave. Thank you, Kyle. We got some messages from our fine partners here on Q100, and we'll be back right after this, brought to us by our good friends at Copson. Welcome back to Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. In the studio with me is our good friend Kim Morley from Pioneer Hills Marine. And Kim, we were just talking, even with not so much inventory available, Pioneer Hills Marine has stayed super busy.
We have been busy. You know, tons of people out on the water.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what that does on your boats and your jet skis and wonderful toys. So we've had a lot of service work. We've had people coming in. We've been able to keep up. But we definitely, and one of the things we're talking about today is just the need for people working in our service department. You know, we definitely are in look, right now we're looking for a service manager.
Right.
To kind of be that person to organize and kind of what I call triage all the different work that's
sure.
coming in so we can get people back out on the water quick. So an organized person who, you know, really understands a little bit about this industry. But you don't have to have come from this industry to do that job. And
right.
we also need technicians who are able to work and rig boats and do oil changes and things like that as well.
Well, I can attest to the wonderful work environment that is happening at Pioneer Hills Marine, a family-owned business. You treat all your employees just like they're a member of the family. And so if you're looking to make a change,
absolutely,
then give Kim a call. What's the phone number over there?
989-275-5175.
And then maybe you'll need a manager, general manager soon. Exciting news. Talk a little bit about what your next...
One of my next steps?
Yeah.
There we go. Actually, I have filed to run for our state representative in the 103rd District, which also includes Crawford at this point.
Right.
As well as our Roscommon area.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about employment and people that we need to work, it's probably one of the biggest reasons that I've been thinking about this since 2015.
Sure.
You know, it's
yeah.
been an issue. Even way before the pandemic, we've always had issues trying to find good employment up in this area.
No doubt.
We have great jobs. We do great pay, good benefits. And so I think...
And you get to live in northern Michigan?
And enjoy all the fun
yeah.
that we get to experience out on the lakes, on the trails. So when I think about what is needed in this area, it's really about working through that unemployment issues that we face
yeah.
and really encouraging people to be at work and not necessarily stay home and not work.
Well,
so
it is, as you mentioned, it was a problem before.
Mm-hmm.
It's only multiplied it. I don't even know the number of times I deal with small business owners on a daily basis, and
yeah.
it is the number one complaint by far and away that there's just not enough people to work. I mean, you look at the restaurants, they're all busy. There's not enough people there. Service managers,
absolutely.
Wrenches, it just doesn't, it goes on and on and on.
Well, and you think about even the supply chain and this whole marine industry, if you only take that industry in itself, the supply chains have even been impacted.
Right.
Even if they can make the parts, they don't have enough people to make enough parts.
Right.
And so that from an
or pallet them or
absolutely.
Deliver them. Yeah, it's
or
everywhere.
Or drivers
mm-hmm.
to
yep.
haul them. So it really boils down to employment. And I know with Kirtland here and the things that they're doing from an education standpoint, really encouraging those trades. What a great we have both of us on the air today because
yep.
it really starts there with the education, which is another piece that we need to do a lot of work on in Lansing.
Well, and I know that's your background is in education, and I was going to get to that, but you beat me to it.
We've worked together a little bit too much, haven't we, JP?
Madam Representative. No, and I know you're good friends with Dare Rendon, who's done a wonderful job here, and she's being termed out. This has nothing
correct.
To do with Dare.
Absolutely.
So I think you'd be a logical step in to follow up all the great work that she's done. So
thank
best
you.
Of luck. No, so that is for next
2022.
Right.
So
it'll be here faster than we think.
It'll be here before we know it, absolutely.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking to you more about what your plans are for the future, both at Pioneer Hills Marine and for
absolutely.
The 103rd District.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
JC.
Kim.
All right.
Phone number once again at Pioneer Hills Marine is
989-275-5175. There we go.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord and Iron Pig Smokehouse, delivering us a fan. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne in studio with Justin Andrade, our next door neighbor. Director of Hanson Hills. Justin and I were just talking about just how busy Hanson Hills has been with the boom of outdoor activity, Justin, I've never seen Hanson Hills as busy as it's been.
Yeah, recreation's on the rise. I mean, it's hard to find equipment and everything else. Everybody's having working from home and finding all this extra time, and it's great. We see a lot of families out at Hanson Hills, and using everything from disc golf to hiking and biking, and just using us as just a picnic area.
I was just going to say, lots of people picnicking. It's been kind of cool, and yeah, we never talk about it, but you have two disc golf courses at Hanson Hills, and they're very popular.
Yeah, we've got two 24 hole. Actually, our championship course is 24 holes that plays up and down our ski hill.
Right.
Then we've got a flatter course that it's 18 holes. Plays as 36 because we have two pin placements
right.
There's two baskets on every hole. So quite the variety. It's very popular. Our disc golf leagues are booming. I think we've got about 35 participants on average just for the Hanson Hills Disc Golf Club.
What does that cost?
The leagues?
Yeah. No. Just if I want to bring a couple guys out or
$2 per person for the day. So we have a donation tube. It's all on the honor system.
Yep.
You feed the tube, and the same with our mountain bike trails. We just all the money generated from the
donations, right.
Yep, that just goes to maintenance of the trails. Basically, helps pay the guys to mow it. So
yeah, but I know that everybody is on the honor system, and you empty those tubes quite frequently.
Yeah, and everybody does a really good job at helping feed the course, and the disc golf club themselves they raise money through their leagues to help. That's how you've been able to see the additional baskets and
right.
the nice tee pads and stuff like that. It's a fundraising league, so they put back into the course.
Yeah, no, but we wanted to have you in about the Black Bear Grand Fondo returning the epic bike race that is put on by is the Rotary still involved?
It's the Grayling Rotary Club.
Yep.
Yeah, and actually I have a new hat. I'm the new president of the Rotary Club, the Grayling Rotary Club.
Well,
so I get that 1 year sentence. But yeah, we're back. We're billing it as our 20th year. Last year got canceled, so this technically would be our 21st year.
Right.
Last year got canceled, but we're moving forward with just a couple months planning. This is the eve of the Black Bear, so we're already at 135 or 40 people pre-registered. For multiple loops, there's three different loops: a 100-mile loop, a 62-mile loop, and a 45-mile loop. So riders of all ages and abilities can do this. All bike types. You can ride a mountain bike, a road bike, a tandem, a recumbent. Those are pretty popular.
I've seen those. Yeah. And that's next weekend?
No, it's this weekend.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow. Yeah.
So you can still have people register.
Yep, registration's open online. We are doing registration and packet pickup tonight from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Northbound Outfitters. So
okay.
Just got our neighbors there. But yeah, if you go on Black Bear Grand Fondo.
Right.
.com. You can get on there and do the online registration. If not, show up to Northbound tonight. Bring your smartphone. We'll have you scan a QR code and you sign up right online, and then you get your packet of stuff.
Is there registration before the race tomorrow, or is tonight the drop dead?
No, registration will be open for a short period of time tomorrow morning from 6:30 to 8:30 is packet pickup. But
right.
We really ask that you can jump on tonight if you get on online. You can sign up tonight. We'll have you
right.
all ready for the morning. So
yeah. It is a fantastic event, and with the three loops that all come back now to Hanson Hills, I think it has made the race so much more user-friendly.
Yeah, start and finish, like I said, they're looped courses, so you leave Hanson Hills in the morning, you don't have to spot a vehicle or anything, you can have your own support if you want.
Yep.
We have plenty of aid stations, a lot of great volunteers, and I just want to mention that it takes a whole community to hold this race.
Yep.
We've got volunteers from both Roscommon County and Crawford County spread all over, and especially on the 100-mile loop, it goes all the way up to Lovells and down to Houghton Lake. So it's quite the amount of ground that we cover.
Yeah, coordination and volunteers and much appreciated by all the participants.
Right.
Yeah. Or thanks, Justin, so much. From what, 5 to 7 to register at the Northbound Outfitters just down the road here from us.
Yep. Or just get online and you can sign up. If you find Grayling Black Bear, you can type that in and you'll find our online registration.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig delivering us a delicious breakfast. All right, we're back here on Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Busy show today, and Donna Mooney from the DHHS, that's the Department of Health and Human Services, is here to talk about the golf outing, which is happening next week, next Saturday,
yep,
at Grayling Country Club for the DHHS and foster program.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning, Donna. So, yeah, you get a chance to play beautiful Grayling Country Club,
yep,
on a Saturday and raise money for foster homes and foster children. I think it's a great combination.
Yeah, this is our 5th year doing it. Every year we get a little bit bigger. We actually have a hole in one car this year.
Wow.
Lots of great sponsors and lots of great prizes to give away.
And how do people register for the golf outing?
You can go on the Country Club Facebook page.
Okay.
They have the registration. You probably have to scroll down a little bit, but there's registration from there.
Yep, or you can register right at the club.
Right at the club. They can stop at the club, or they can give me a call at 989-798-4762.
What time? It's a shotgun start. What time is that?
1 o'clock.
Sorry.
10 o'clock.
10 a.m. next Saturday. The weather's been great. Golf has been huge. So all you golfers out there, you get an opportunity to get out on the course at Grayling Country Club. How much is it, Donna?
$40 a person.
And what does that include?
That includes we're having a breakfast bar, we're having a pulpit dinner.
Wow.
And lots of great prizes.
And golf. So you get breakfast, pulled pork dinner, golf at Grayling Country Club, and all the proceeds going to foster homes.
Yep.
It's a win-win-win.
Yep. So please come out and try the day.
Yeah. Help Donna out. Help the DHHS out. And either go on the Grayling Country Club Facebook page or just stop by the club. If you're a player, everybody knows where Grayling Country Club is. Go sign up. Get a team in there and support foster families.
I have a correction. It's $25 a person. I said that wrong.
Sorry?
I have a correction. It's $25 a person.
$25 for 18 holes of golf,
yep,
breakfast, and dinner. Okay, well, we got to sell this thing out, folks. You just heard that. $25. It costs more than that just to play the club.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So they've been very awesome and donating a lot for 5 years.
All right, Donna, thanks. We're going to continue to keep on this until we sell this thing out. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And Greystone Coffee Company and Cops of Donuts and Gaylord brought all the goodies along with Iron Pigs. With Angela Cook from Roscommon 4-H.
Crawford
County 4-H. Well, that's why we were just talking about that. So
yep,
we had the Roscommon 4-H in yesterday or last week, and now the day camp is coming around.
Yes, it is.
So talk about that for a minute, Angela.
So it's pretty exciting this year as, you know, we learned a lot from going to virtual programming and the collaboration that we were able to do as 4-H program coordinators and collaborate with each other on virtual programming, which we had a ton of virtual programs available for kids. And
right.
It was very, very successful. But now that we are transitioning back to in-person programming, we took a little of the model that we've used in virtual programming of collaboration and are putting it to use in person. So this On the Move day camp is 5 fairly local program coordinators. We are traveling to each other's counties and putting on this STEM-related camp.
Mm-hmm.
So because we are on the move, all of our activities have to do with STEM-related topics that have to do with transportation and movement. So a lot of physics-related, but very hands-on. The kids that participate get to be engineers for the day and build rockets, and they get to build, they're design a roller coaster, and totally blanking out, and we did our first one yesterday in Ogama County, and it was super fun, and we had a great time. So Crawford County is doing ours next Thursday at Hanson Hills, partnering with us on this. And then the week after that is in Roscommon.
So, cool. So, and this is, so next Thursday, July 15th, from 9 to 4 at Hanson Hills. And you register by going to, it's a heck of a...
It is. So the easiest thing is to go to the Crawford 4-H page on Facebook.
All right.
And then there will be a clickable link.
There you go.
And that's the easiest thing.
The Crawford 4-H Facebook page. And look up the summer camp.
Yep.
There's a link there. Is there a charge for this?
There is no charge for this. And in fact, we waived our annual participation fee for the 2021 program year.
Mm-hmm.
However, just within the last month, it's been announced that we are waiving the fee forever. It's gone.
Wow.
Yep. So 4-H, every once in a while for specific activities, there will be maybe an extra fee for materials or if it's an overnight camp or something like that. But the $20 annual participation fee is gone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is great.
So we encourage children ages 8 to 12 by January 1st, 2021.
Yep.
To go to the Crawford County 4-H Facebook page and register for this free one-day camp, summer camp on the move.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Register by Monday at midnight.
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time then.
We do not.
Okay. Angela Cook, thanks for joining us from Crawford County 4-H.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College and the Goodies in the Green Room. Come from Cops and Donuts, a Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Peg delivering us a delicious breakfast. Jerry Coyne in studio with Mary Michaela, running the Friends of Trestle Park concert series. We've been blasting the concerts at Trestle Park. What's up next?
We have On Tap up next.
That's this coming Thursday?
It is 7 p.m. I get all those things in there right away.
Yeah, no, Trestle Park, the concert series, has been a big smash. And talk about On Tap. What kind of music do they play?
Their tagline is music from then till now.
That's a pretty broad swath.
Mostly classic rock, dance tunes, essentially, yeah, from then till now.
Right.
Michael Wagner.
I know Mike.
Mike is a great guy.
Yeah, he's almost as many bands as Jeff Hoyt.
And his son, James Wagner.
Right.
And a young woman named Cassie Sprague. Mike and Jimmy have a great vibe being father and son.
Yep.
Great harmonies. And Cassie has a way of coming in and just adding another dimension. So it's going to be a great night. We're excited.
Yep.
We're glad to be back.
Yep. 7 o'clock Thursday at Trestle Park in Prudenville. The concerts are, of course, free.
Yes, sir.
Bring a blanket, bring some chairs. You can bring a cooler. It looks like we're going to have great weather for the next couple of weeks.
It does, and we're excited about that. Mother Nature's taken us on a roller coaster.
Yes, she has.
But we're
at least ready. The grass will be green in full.
The grass is green, and it looks great. The park looks wonderful.
Right, no doubt about it. You have more information on your Facebook page.
Yes, we do. Trestle Park.
That's right.
You type it in and find the one that is for Prudenville, because there are several Trestle Park, but it should be at the top of your page. Check us out. We've got a lot going on.
Trestle Park is spelled T-R-E-S-T-L-E.
Correct.
Beautiful Prudenville. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you at Trestle Park on Thursday for On Tap.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in their green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and a delicious breakfast delivered by Iron Pig Smokehouse. On the phone with Chelsea Hill from Bethany Christian Services. Chelsea, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, Jerry. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. A lot of things were changed. Auctions and fundraisers all went virtual, and you guys are going to continue that again this year for Bethany Christian Services.
That's correct. We had an event planned last year. It was supposed to be an in-person event, and like many other agencies and nonprofits in the area, we had to pivot. So we moved our auction online. We did a virtual silent auction on Facebook, and actually it was a lot of fun. Everybody enjoyed it, and so this year we decided to do it again, not knowing how everything was going to be. Last year, we would plan and then have to change. We decided to just go for it again this year and make it even bigger and better. So we are so excited about this year's auction.
Well, talk a little bit about what Bethany Christian Services provides in the Traverse City area.
We are an agency in Traverse City that services families and children in northern Michigan. We really service all the way up to the bridge, over to the east side of the state, back to the west side, down through Cadillac. So we have a huge service area.
Wow, yeah, you do.
And we have staff on the road all the time. Our focus is on preserving the family and keeping family together whenever we can, strengthening the family unit. We have a total of 8 programs. We do foster care. We have about, usually on average, 50 children in our foster care program at Bethany and Traverse. We, you know, have family preservation programs like Safe Families for Children, which consists of volunteers who step in to help be a mentor to families that are struggling. And the hope is that we can prevent those children entering into the foster care system. We also have adoption programs, provide services post-adopt, because we know adoption is a lifelong process. It just doesn't, you know, stop once an adoption is finalized. So we are just a family preservation strengthening agency in northern Michigan.
Wow, that's quite a load. How many volunteers and staff members do you have at Bethany Christian?
We are short-staffed, like many places. We traditionally have about 18 people, which is really not a lot. We're a small agency, so a lot of my staff are wearing multiple hats. They are rock stars. Right now we have, you know, about 15. We're a few short, so everyone's stretched a little thin right now, like, you know, most places. But we are pushing through, because at the end of the day, we're here to help children and families.
Right.
We're very mission-focused. We are committed and dedicated to doing what we can to help.
Fighting for families. I love it. Obviously, the online auction is going to be one of the best ways that people can help support what Bethany Christian does in the community. So talk a little bit about how the auction's going to work, Chelsea.
We have a Facebook page. It's called Bethany Traverse City Silent Auction. This is a private group trying to keep it local. So someone can go to Facebook, they can search Bethany Traverse City Silent Auction, request to join, anybody can find it. Once you are a part of that group, another way is, you know, to call our office if someone can't find it or to visit us online. But once you're a part of that group, there are rules in there about how the bidding works. All the items are going to be posted for viewing, so you can look. We have some really cool things this year. I won't give everything away, but we have big ticket items like an iPad this year, day trip to Mackinac Island with some gift certificates and ferry tickets, just some fun things to do. And there's something for everybody, all ages. Monday at 8 a.m., the bidding will start, and it will go for a full week. It will end on July 19th at 8 a.m. Those interested in an item will comment on the photo posted on Facebook with their bid and the highest bid on Monday, July 19th, wins the item.
People will get to review it starting this weekend.
It's all starting on Monday. It is live from 8 a.m. on the 12th till 8 a.m. on the 19th.
Boy, that's that's good. There's going to be some fast and furious action happening on some of those desirable items.
They will go to their Facebook and in the search bar type in Bethany Traverse City Silent Auction.
Okay. Bethany Traverse City Silent Auction on Facebook, and you're going to get some wonderful deals, and we know all the money is going to such a great cause, strengthening families here in northern Michigan. Chelsea Hill from Bethany Christian Services, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Northern Focus.
Thank you so much for having me.
Best of luck with the auction.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord and Iron Pig Smoke, delivering us a fantastic breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Joining me on the phone is Dr. Rebecca Hess, one of the medical directors for Munson Healthcare. And Dr. Hess, I think it's important for people to have fun in the summer, but there's a lot of things to watch out for.
Absolutely. It's that time of the year where we start to see more accidents and injuries from outdoor activities. So we just wanted to talk about a couple tips on how to stay safe and avoid the ER.
Is it an old wives' tale about not getting back in the water right after you eat?
That is an old wives' tale. No reason why you can't swim after eating,
okay,
so long as you're a strong swimmer.
Fair enough. So I guess we dispelled a myth, but there are a lot of other items that people should think about, like how strong a swimmer they are, what the currents are like, those type of things.
Absolutely. So for kids and adults alike, just make sure that you're only swimming if you're comfortable in that environment and you're a strong swimmer. Some lessons are really important, and make sure that you're sticking to designated areas. And then simple things like don't swim alone, avoid alcohol when you're swimming, watch the weather, make sure you're staying out during storms.
Another fun activity, especially here in northern Michigan, is ATVs, 4x4s, and of course motorcycles. We always want to keep our eyes out on them.
Certainly a lot of opportunity to have fun on vehicles over the summer. I can't stress enough how important it is to wear helmets and be safe while you're engaging in these activities. So last year, over the summer, 50 patients with severe traumatic injuries from ATVs and motorcycles, and only about 60% of those were helmeted. So we want to make sure that you're not one of those this summer.
I know they don't have a helmet law in the state of Michigan, and many people will tell you it's not the same experience. But if you fall off that bike, you're going to wish you had a helmet on.
Right. It's not a law, but you need to protect your brain.
Tick bites. Now, I have been seeing lots of ticks recently. So talk about the best way to prevent tick bites.
Just knowing where ticks live, they're in wooded areas and then those high grassy areas. Avoiding contact and protecting your clothing with DEET is very important. And then if you are out in those environments, make sure you do a good thorough check of yourself and your clothing after you come indoors. Make sure you check your pets or whatever gear
right.
you have with you. And then showering within 2 hours of coming indoors is really important as well.
The DEET, especially around your feet and ankles.
Yes, they like to hide in those little nooks and crannies. Sometimes they'll go in the back of your neck, your elbows, behind your knees, places that it's hard for you to see. Yeah, so if you find a tick on you, you want to get rid of it as soon as possible. The way to remove it is to use fine-tip tweezers. You'll grasp the tick as close to the surface of your skin as possible, and then you want to pull with steady, even pressure. Don't twist it or don't jerk it because you don't want to break off the head and leave that inside.
Right.
And then after you get it out, make sure you clean that area with soap and water or rubbing alcohol.
Okay, and if you can't remove it, then you need to go to the clinic right away.
Correct, or if you think it's been embedded for more than a couple of days, make sure you go in and get that checked out.
National news with a fireworks accident. A young hockey player killed in a fireworks accident in Novi using fireworks. If you don't know what you're doing, stay away from them.
Absolutely. Fireworks are a lot of fun, but there's a lot of potential for injury there. So leave that to the professionals if at all possible.
As you mentioned earlier with the motorcycles and everything else, when you're doing these things, avoid alcohol, please, because it's the mars your judgment, just compound issues.
Absolutely. Make sure you're not impaired while doing any of these dangerous summer activities.
All right. Thank you very much. Dr. Rebecca Hess from Munson Healthcare, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord and Iron Pig Smokehouse, delivering us a delicious breakfast. Thanks, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne's in studio with the brand new plant manager of Weyerhaeuser here in Grayling, Bruce Milligan. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome to Grayling.
Thank you very much.
Tell our audience a little bit about your past in the wood fiber business.
No, 32 years in the steel business. All over the world, startup companies, turnaround companies from India, China, Taiwan.
Wow.
All over the United States.
Been an exciting life, it sounds like.
That's putting it mildly.
What are the, so you just hired on Weyerhaeuser just what, within the last couple of months, correct?
March 15th of this year.
Very, very cool. So, what did you learn from the steel business that, eased your transition into this, or how different is what you're doing at Weyerhaeuser than what you did in your previous career?
Really, there isn't a whole lot different from what I'm doing.
Okay.
The biggest thing was how to treat people right. No matter what industry you're in today, Your most important thing are the people that's working with you, and you have to be able to treat them correctly.
Well, that's probably why they hired you here at Weyerhaeuser, because we spent a lot of time there, and you've got a ton of great people working in the plant here in Grayling.
It's a workforce like I've never been associated with.
I'm not surprised to hear you say that. You know, we had the opportunity to broadcast live from air for the Employee Appreciation Day a few years ago on, I think it was the 25th anniversary of the plant. And everyone that we met that day and continue to meet in town or whatever, it's just a team effort, a camaraderie that you don't see everywhere in business.
Exactly. And I would like to mention that next year will be the 40th anniversary for that.
So I guess it was the 35th then, where we were at a few years ago. 40 years in Grayling, that's quite a run.
It is, and they are still investing a tremendous amount of money there. 2 years ago, they invested $80 million, so they are making a strong commitment to this community and the workforce in the area.
Well, you know, the lumber business is strong in Michigan, so there's not going to be any kind of let up in that. And the way building is right now, I'm sure you guys are as busy as you'd like to be.
We cannot make enough right now. The facility is running 24/7,
right,
365 days a year. And I do want to mention that we are
always
really looking for people right now. We have several people that are retiring. Some of them have been there since the facility opened.
Right.
And we are always looking for good people to join our team.
Well, with that in mind, tell our listeners a little bit why they might want to consider a profession at Weyerhaeuser.
Weyerhaeuser is a very large North American company. For me, one of the things that drew me there was their environmental stewardship.
Right.
The steel industry,
not
environmental
so much.
Stewardship was not a top priority, but with Weyerhaeuser, it is a number one priority, tied closely with the safety of their employees. Weyerhaeuser offers tremendous opportunities for people as far as pay and benefits. The unique thing about Weyerhaeuser is the team at Grayling facility is 100% self-directed. We have very few supervisors. In fact, we have only 4 supervisors to cover the plant 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And
having been on the plant,
it's very amazing.
Yeah, that's very minimal.
And it just speaks volumes about the quality of people at work there. Again, the pay is very, very good for this area. You can learn a lot, and as you learn more, we are more than willing to pay you for it. Tremendous amount of benefits, and as I said, you have the opportunity to work with an outstanding group of people.
And obviously, great longevity. If people are coming up on their 40th year here and getting ready to retire, that's a career.
It is. And the fact that they spent $80 million 2 years ago in the facility, they plan on being in the Grayling area for many years to come.
That's you sold me. Sounds, as I said, great place to work. All the people that I've met there have said nothing but great things. You don't have a lot of turnover, but when it's time to retire, it's time to retire. And when the lumber and wood products business is as busy as it is, it's a good time to get in at Weyerhaeuser.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, Bruce, what would people do? What would their next step be if they were interested in pursuing a career at Weyerhaeuser?
Anybody that's interested in employment here, you can get on Weyerhaeuser's website and apply on there. There's a screening process that goes through. If you are successful and show the qualities that we desire, you will be contacted by someone from this facility, and you will be given a screening, a test. As long as you pass the test, then you'll move on to the interview stage.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a successful candidate at that point, you'll be hired.
Well, I couldn't more highly encourage anybody that's looking to get back into the workforce. As we know, a lot of people have been laid off, and you do most of the training, so you can have no experience in the wood products business and still be a viable candidate.
Exactly. We do not require experience from the operations side. We're also looking for mechanics, electricians, millwrights. There are technical requirements for those positions, but from an operations standpoint, we will give you all the training you need.
Fantastic. Bruce, anything else you'd like to say about Weyerhaeuser before we let you go?
I am just proud to be a part of this community.
Well, thank you for joining us, and welcome to Grayling. And we hope to have you for many years to come here at Weyerhaeuser.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivering us a delicious breakfast.